Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. The Guardian called our next guest's work complex and intriguing. Sampa the Great was born in Zambia, raised in Botswana, and now lives in Australia, where her career of jazz-infused hip-hop first started to gain steam. She toured globally and supported artists like Kendrick Lamar, Lauryn Hill, and Thundercat. Following two well-received mixtapes, Sampa announced her debut album, The Return, just last week. The album is slated for release in September. And after a performance at Glastonbury last month, she is coming to the Brick Celebrate Brooklyn Festival tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Park Bandshell. But she's in our studio right now, Sampa the Great. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I know you're going to perform a song for us, but before you do, please introduce your partner in crime.
This on my left is Jace Excel.
And the first track you're going to play for us is Rhymes to the East, right?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sampa the Great.
Thank you.
Yo, boom, crushing, I'm sweating, oh my God. I'm in the game and I just found it, I used to not lie. I paid the price and not a feeling, I don't own my bar. If the announcer in the news, you don't know my number. So please, peace now, phone city in the arena. All black faces, they gon' figure who we are. Underground railroads, trials and troubles, so we gon' build these pyramids right up with thunder. Running game, paving way for passion and pain. I just want my soul, you just entertainment. So I enter trade for that interchange. I'ma sell you hope, you gon' enter trade it. High, pretty, blind, city, side, PD with the flashing lights and shit. Add some zeros to this shit, cause I'm bleeding blurry with them on this. Bloody blurry baby visions on this. Replications are impossible, truth is like the gospel, but I'm hardly Pentecostal on this beat right here. Black vocals, black t-shirt, dark jeans and a joker. Hardly do flash, but I'ma flash my vocals. Hardly do magic by that black girl coach. I'ma pray for this beat before I kill them culture. Voucher, yeah. Said I'm not going to fall. It's not pity. It's not pity.
Lose my soul.
It's not pity.
Be scared no more.
It's not pity. We've been here all day. I've said yes all day. I ain't gonna waste my strength standing here all day. You know we're here, okay? Rhymes to the E. Rhymes beast mother. Timber from the east, put the beast in a trucker. Timbuktu as a cushion of the loyalty. Build a big wall when you stop all of the royalties. Trash, it's what you know you don't know. The level of the brain that you told you can't go. The level of insane that they should that I know. The level of insane that they should that I know. 4 million spans of gum, a waste man. Told me of the limits he thinks that I am. I've moved mountains, know that I can. I've healed souls, I know that I am. I bleed blood, blood, but I breathe bad blood. But I bring breath, blood, but I bring black back. Bless, blow a breath through my chest. And before I forget, black vocals, black t-shirt, that jeans, the joker. Hardly do flash, but I'ma flash my vocals. Hardly do magic, but that black girl coach. I'ma pray for these beats before I kill them culture. Voucher. Yeah. I'm not going to fall. Play me small. Lose my soul. Be scared no more. I said we've been here all day. I said yes all day. I ain't gonna waste my strength standing here all day. You know we here all day. I'm not going to fall. Play me small. Lose my soul. Be scared no more. Said we've been here all day. I said yes all day. I ain't gonna waste my strength standing here all day. You know we here all day. Run to the east.
That was Sampa the Great with backing vocals from Jace XL. Thank you so much for performing. That was awesome.
Thank you.
When did you first decide you wanted that music was going to be something that you wanted to do professionally and for the rest of your life?
Oh my gosh. That would have probably been like around 10 years old.
That early?
It started very young. I was like the one who would get the neighborhood kids and be like, okay, let's make a choir and sing songs. Like, I was that girl. But it wasn't really till later when I actually had to say to my parents and be like, I want to be an artist, actually, because no one in my family had done artistry before as a career. So I knew about it when I was younger, but it took a while for me to say it out loud and be like, I actually want to be an artist.
And what did it feel like, that moment you said it out loud?
I was like, yes, this is my career. Now I can say this and fully believe in it myself. So it was a weight off my shoulders. It was exhilarating. I finally got to say it out loud.
Who were you listening to as a kid who ignited this fire in you?
Well, it's between two people. The first time I actually listened to hip hop, my cousin put on Tupac, Changes. And that was the first time I actually listened to hip hop. But it wasn't until Lauryn Hill and seeing a woman of color and seeing that representation and that I could do it as well, I really want to do this now. So it wasn't until those two.
You live in Australia now, right?
Yeah, I'm based there.
So what is the jazz hip hop scene like in Sydney?
It's growing. I'm in Melbourne now, and you know, it's a hub. It's a hub for jazz and hip hop there, but it's definitely growing to a place where, you know, different styles of music is there. These different faces for people from different backgrounds, so there's different stories now. And before, it was just a little bit less of that. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely growing into, you know, a hub of all these different variations of people's take on jazz and hip hop. So I'm in a good place where it's just like booming.
I mentioned that you were born in Zambia, you lived in Botswana, and now in Australia.
Yeah.
How have you, being a global citizen, how has that affected the way you make music and the way you write?
There's definitely things that I've taken in subconsciously that I don't even realize until people say at the shows or in interviews, it's like, you have a little bit of this. And I'm like, oh, I'm just reflecting, you know, the things I've learned from all these different places, which is, you know, music is like a global language. You don't even need to understand the language someone is singing to feel the actual emotion behind the music. So that's one thing that I've taken, you know, from moving around everywhere. But it's very subconscious what we put in the music. So it's until people actually say it that, you know, I notice.
Your forthcoming album, by the way, my guest is Sampa the Great, is The Return. Yeah. It's coming up. You just announced it last week. How long have you been working on this album?
We could say shy of a year and a half. We could say that.
you're asking me?
We could say that. Majority of it was done this year, but there's some songs that, you know, I did already beforehand that resonated with, you know, the story that I was going for and the theme, which is, you know, what is home to you? Because I've been so far away from home and the, you know, the homesickness, it created a little bit of a sense of displacement. And, you know, I'm based in Australia and there's certain people who are there who've called Australia home now that can't go home. Mm-hmm. And so that little sense of displacement, you know, allowed me to go into this journey of what is home for me and can home be a place that I carry with me wherever I go, so that home is wherever I go.
It's interesting you said that you have been working on these songs over a course of time. Mm. What is your refining process like? Because nobody's first draft, some people's first draft, but rarely is a first draft the thing that ends up on the recording.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing for me. Like once it's a few months in, I'm like, okay, this is all, we can put this aside.
Put it to bed.
But I think it was more so the lyrics behind the story, more so than anything else with the production and music style. What I was talking about just resonated too deep to not put into the project because it was a continuous story. Sometimes, you know, some songs didn't end up in there as well. And I think it's just about the story as a whole and if they're able to fit in there and, you know, coincide with everything that is happening in the project. So, yeah.
My guest is Sampa the Great. Would you perform another song for us?
Definitely.
And what are we going to hear?
You're going to hear Final Form, which is the first single off of my new album, The Return.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sampa the Great.
Yeah.
Louder. Louder. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, let's go.
Yeah.
Louder.
Yeah. Yeah. The lace lady, travel with grace, baby. I can't afford to cover the course, of course, maybe. Settle that one in court, judging by the basis. Y'all already comfortable, stuck up in the matrix. Basic. Pass credentials, but understand your favorite rapper, peep, I go potential. I'm out of shame, been past it. Trying to feed the circle, but I don't know how to act. I feel yo with steady insecure, don't try to backflip. Just because the seasoning of flow's already active. Only 4 years, fantastic. Young veteran,
new classic.
Nah, knock the walls up. The whole keys, we gon' hinge the whole door up. I'm still AD, never forget it. It's life after death, roll the credits. Yeah. Huh. Credit my make, I take a trip to see Jamaica. Molly spirit with the vapor back design. Destination Africa, the new America. Hope my role is permanent. And this I put my pen in it. On my land, let my permit with it. Bone on my bow,
yes.
Flesh on my flesh,
yes.
Witness in me, you can make me feel less. Less home, I'm my empress. Best smoke, I'm my effort like an empress.
Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my memory. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Black power, louder.
Yeah.
Last name Tumbo,
first name. Somebody ate the food, they told their way to never eat. I'm dripping, DNA speeds like I'm born great. I be mad, 2 G's. Third world when that, first world I did it. No mentor, all my heroes assassinated. We been here, reincarnated. Tryna finish what they started and we made it.
Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Yeah,
great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Yeah.
Black power, louder.
Yeah.
Black power, louder.
That was Sampa the Grape with Jace XL. So I have to say, Sampa's your real first name.
Yep, that's my name.
When did the Grape become your last name?
The Grape became my last name when I was like, I'm going to go on this journey of being an artist. And I'm going to put the Grape behind my name so I have something to achieve, a goal to achieve, to be, which is the greatest version of myself.
And if anybody's Googling you right now and they come on your video, yeah. OMG,
yeah.
We have to say your mom and dad
in it.
Are in the video. And yeah. It's so sweet because your dad is reading a newspaper and you're doing your thing and your mom's sort of doing her thing on the couch.
Yeah.
How did it come to be that they were in the video?
So we did a documentary, you know, going home, doing my first shows at home for the tour called the Final Form Tour, because I've never done shows at home. Because I started my musical career professionally in Australia. And so when we were going home, we were like, I think we're going to do the music videos in South Africa as well. But Botswana is like a way across. And my family lives in Botswana. And we're like, this is a perfect time to have my parents in the video. And they've never really been in the musical journey. So I was like, Mom and Dad, you want to be in the video? And they were like, yeah, we're going to be in the video. And my dad came back home early from work because he was like, yeah, I'm going to be in this video. And the funny thing is we took like a couple of takes and my dad was like, cool, I'm done. And she's like,
I'm out.
That's not how it works. Like, we need 20 takes with you. But it was so exciting to have them there and, you know, dance in front of them and have them like smile as we're taking the music video.
And so tell people again when we can get the new record.
The record is coming out September 13th. That's the return. So please get it.
My guest has been Sampa the Grape, who will be performing at the Brick Celebrate Brooklyn Festival tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Prospect Park. Jace XL and Sampa the Grape, thank you so much for being with us on All of It.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you back here next time. Until then, Go to Twitter and Instagram and follow us at All of It WNYC. We'll have pictures of Sampa. She's so cute. Everybody, have a great weekend. I'll meet you back here next time.